Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us,
God save us.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands.
And God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Greetings and welcome to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you again, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning for the broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. We recognize that this month we are in the celebration of what is called Black History Month. And for this month, we will be speaking to you on Black history. And we have a special guest that will be coming to you to speak with you also. History Month, people, did not start in America. Black history, to understand why we are still suffering from slave mentality, we must go back and look at slave life, black people. Slave life was prison means a place of confinement or involuntary restraint. Black slaves were told that they were three-fifths of a human being and were not allowed to read. They were also told that their black skin was a curse put on them by the Almighty God. And this curse made black people slaves of other people. Because of this lie, began to feel more like animals than human beings. This stripped black people of their desire to learn and conduct themselves as human beings. The slave owners also used another powerful plan to keep the slaves in bondage. They used the Bible, which they revised and wrote themselves. In this Bible, they justify slavery. They understood that the best way to get black people to accept slavery was with the Bible. And in this Bible, they made everything white. They made for them a white God, a white sun, white angels, and a Holy Spirit you could not see. That was even white. It was not easy for them to do this because black people, when they were brought from Africa, had their own religion, Holy Scripture, and way of life. Most black people that were brought over on the slave plantation from Africa had, excuse me, people, one moment, please. Most black people that were brought over on the slave ships from Africa were Muslims. Their faith was Islam, and the holy book they followed was the Holy Quran. In this book of Allah that they, the black Muslim slaves, followed, they were told the truth about their purpose in life, that Allah, the one God, created all people as one soul. So as you can see, people, we have a great discussion and a most powerful discussion for you this morning with Imam Shahid Shabazz. And I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. And now, without further delay, I give to you Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Greetings of peace to all the listening audience. We greet you in this beautiful language, Arabic. It means peace be unto you in English, and it means peace be to the world. We need world peace today. First of all, I want to open with prayer. The world opened with prayer. The world began with prayer because the world began with Almighty Allah, and He is worthy of all praise. So we want to give Him His praiseworthiness this morning before we begin to let Him use us to speak to you about slavery here in America and slavery in the world. Okay, so we start by saying with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee that we worship, thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Ameen. And again we greet you in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. First of all, what I want to say, I got so much to say, I know I won't be able to say it all, but because I want the guests to come on, that I want to say that being born and raised as black people here in the United States of America, we as a people have experienced slavery like no other slaves in history. Our people have been slaves to everybody, the Arabs. We've had slavery to even other Africans have had slaves. But no slavery has been like the slavery. The Europeans had slaves. They had their own people in slavery. Europe had their slaves. Everybody have had slaves, but no slaves has been treated or so dehumanized as the African-American slaves. It's one thing to have people in slavery. And we see today that a lot of countries that have oppressed their people, like Russia and China and Japan and other places, they have freed their people. And even though I'm talking about a freedom, not just a freedom on taking shackles off people's feet, putting you in physical bondage. I'm talking about freedom where you take and strip a people of all the knowledge of who they are and the things that they've been able to accomplish in life that Almighty God has blessed them to accomplish to help make the world better. No people can survive without knowing their history. History means their story. Their story of life. What have they been able to do? When you think all your history is bad history, then that will cause you to think that you can't do anything but bad history. But if you know that your history is good, then that will inspire and encourage you to continue to strive for that good, excellent history that you know that you have achieved and you know with the help of Allah you can achieve. We don't have this as African-American people. We've been robbed. We've been stripped and robbed of all the knowledge of our past history. As a matter of fact, when I was growing up as a little boy, I'm 60 now, praise be to Allah, it was ugly to even mention Africa. Even today, you don't like to, most African-Americans, they don't want to talk about Africa. Why? Because the European or the so-called whites that brought us from Africa to America, they didn't intend to bring us here for us to ever get in touch with our past history ever again in our entire life, ever. And so every other immigrant group that come here, the Arabs, Egyptians, wherever they come from, England, Canada, every group you know, even the Indians, the Native Americans, they know their history. They keep in touch with their roots because your history is your beginning. your roots. And once you cut anything off from its roots, that thing will die. The life of anything is in the roots. And the roots is in what? The nature. And the nature of everything Allah created is good. But when they brought us here to America, they taught us everything that we did was bad. They taught us that black itself was bad. They taught us that, we're cursed as a people to be black. So all of these lies the government of the United States have taught black people have been institutionalized. They're not just lies, but they put these lies in an institutional way so that the black people would keep these lies and never be free. I wanted to share this a little bit too before I bring on a guest, because we got a lot to say, but I'm not going to say it all. I can't say it all in one day. You know the word library. You have to study words. Library means that the Europeans, they lied to the black people, and they put the lies in books. And so when you go to the place where they call the library, you think you're going to get knowledge and understanding of your history and how to make your life better as a black person, but they didn't lie. They didn't bury the lies in the books. And so when you go to the library, you're not getting the truth. You're getting lies that are buried in the book. So that the more you read, the more brainwashed and the more ignorant you become of who you are, where you come from, and what your capabilities are as a black man and as a black woman in this country. Even they got what's called the 4th of July. And I shared that with people before. It means the 4th. 4th is a significant number. So 4th really represents the whole world. And the Jews that went all over the world and lied to people about God and lied to people about religion and told people that God entrusted his truth to them and no other people in the world can get the truth except through the Jews. And then they made God white. They made God, gave him a son, made his son white. They made the angels, God's creatures that serve him, that don't have a will, and then his unseen heaven, they made the angels white. Can't even see the angels, but they white. They gave God a title, Holy Spirit, Father God and Holy Spirit. They even made the Holy Spirit that you can't see white. So all of these things right here, black people need to start understanding that knowledge is indeed power. And ignorance itself is slavery. So we have to free ourselves by re-educating ourselves as black people in this country with a new knowledge, a new thinking. And that new knowledge and new thinking, it's not just Islam, it's true Islam. Look at all the Muslims you got here, but look at the conditions. It's still getting worse day by day in America. And you heard people talking about, oh, it's getting better a little bit. A little bit? We ain't got long to be around there. Look at all the people dying. A lot of these people could be saved, black, white, whatever, if they knew the truth of Islam. Islam will free you. And the government of the United States know this. And what they fear more than anything, the government of the United States, that's why Donald Trump talked about President Obama so much as being a Muslim. Anytime you talk about something, or talk about somebody so bad, you envy them for something they got that you want. And you want them to think that there is bad so that they'll give it up and let you easily take it from them. And that's what they've taken from us. They've taken all of the knowledge of civilization building. We built this country for these white, so-called white people. They don't even give us credit for that. So peace be with you. We might have a guest who want to come on at this time. I'll just leave that right there at this time. Thank you. Peace.
Thank you. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz on the reality of the Creator. Teaching on this Sunday morning, which is we are recognizing again as Black History Month, even though we know there is no true Black History Month, that all life begins with blackness, with blacks, with black people. So all history is black history. We want to really thank you for him explaining and teaching to us this morning the truth about history and us and our people. And we want to also thank you for joining us this morning. And we want you to dial the number one button on your phone, those of you who are listening in and who would like to say something, make a comment, or ask a question. Dial the number one, just hit number one. You will show up in our studio, and we'll be glad to hear from you. We love to have feedback, and we love to have our audience join us. This morning, I do see that we do have one guest this morning. It's 336-698-6856 number. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? That 336-698-6856. Can you hear me?
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Yeah, my name is Amina, and I'm calling from Charlottesville, North Carolina.
Assalamu alaikum, sister Amina.
Waalaikumsalam, warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, my beautiful sister.
How are you, sister?
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Did you want to ask a question or give a comment?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Thank you for joining us. And if you would like to say something about the show so far from what you've heard, we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, you are welcome. Well, it was interesting. Thank you. This is my first time calling.
Okay, well, you're welcome to just listen to the teachings of Imam Shabazz this morning. Just join us and relax and listen. If you have any question at all, feel free to ask a question. I will be back with you later on in the show.
Inshallah.
Again, people, thank you. Again, if there's anyone out in the audience who would like to say a word this morning, give a comment, please feel free to join us this morning and ask questions. That's what it's all about. As Imam Shahid Shabazz discussed to you the truth of three months. And now I give you back to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yeah, I had here's something I wanted to read that Allah inspired me throughout this week on Black History Month, that they give the black people in America 1 month to celebrate black history. And I even said this, President Obama was the leader of America, the president for white people and all people of this country. And that was the first time we ever had an African-American president for 8 years. Now, that ain't history. That was 8 years. So at least they could have took it from a month of black history to 8 years of black history. He was the president for 8 years. But they didn't even do that. They don't even want us to know our history no further than we can walk out the door. You see? And what keeps people in fear of learning is, ignorance. You know? When you don't know, then you can't act. So black people, black African Americans, we're in bad shape as far as the way we treat ourselves, treat each other, treat our children, and we fear to do anything other than what the white man tells us to do. This fear ain't just a fear that came overnight. If you beat people, rape, rob, and do all types of ungodly, immoral things to people, and you give them a Bible that teaches that everything white is good and everything black God made bad for over five centuries, that will reduce any people to thinking that they're inferior and you're superior, and that they can never reach God except through you, and whatever you tell them, it's not coming from them, but it's coming from Almighty God himself. That is the greatest crime you can commit with any people in the world. So this is something I want to read here. You see, Allah the Creator says in his revelations that before he created his creation, there was void or blackness, darkness in the world. Then he said, let there be light. So he created the light and called it day. And he called the blackness night. History for all creation was evolved by Allah out of blackness or darkness to the light of day in this material world. So true history come out of darkness, blackness, nothingness into light. Allah said, let there be light. But it was darkness first. Darkness really means not knowing, and then Allah bless you to know. We didn't know God at first. Then Allah, then he blessed us to come into the understanding of him, and then we knew it. The true nature of all things and all people begins in blackness or darkness. Okay, people, Allah the Creator of all creation says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran that he also created man and woman in the wombs of their mothers in three veils of darkness. Even the so-called scientific minds are still trying to find out how the world began. And the only confusion they have been able to find in their search is that they say the material world came out of a black hole. Check that out, of a black hole. Now, if black is so bad, how did the whole world come out of black hole? It's so bad. Why won't it a white hole? So we'll move on. So thinking minds can see that this material world we are in is still in blackness or darkness. Not blackness or darkness outside in this world, but blackness or darkness of the unseen spiritual world of Allah. Blackness or darkness is also signs of the absence of true knowledge. See, when you don't have true knowledge, your absence of the true knowledge of your Creator, you're in the dark in your mind. You're in the dark in your soul, you see, in your heart. And you're ignorant of the unseen world of our Creator. Allah says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran that he created this material world as a veil. You know, he said to hide the unseen, his unseen eternal spiritual world, to test people's faith, to see if they're going to believe in the unseen or believe in the things they see. We can't see Allah, but we breathe his air. Huh? We can't see Allah grow the food that we eat, but we plant the food in the ground. And who grow the food we eat? Allah. With our material sight, we can only see what is material. We can only see our Creator with spiritual insight. See, the sight of a human being is not outside. The things we see outside, those are not real. The main word here is insight. Most people only believe in things they see outside in this material world. But these things are not real. The only reality is the unseen world of Allah and Allah. And the only real world is this unseen world of everlasting reality. There is a reason there. It's called the Day of Judgment also. Allah says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, one day of our world, or life in the material world, is like 1,000 years to him in his world. You see, people, the world of human beings is not outside in the material world. The world of human beings is inside our bodies. When Allah put some of his spirit in us, his spirit gave us everlasting or eternal life. True life is eternal or forever. Allah have no beginning, and Allah have no end. This material world and everything in the material world is coming to a fast end soon. So, real freedom or slavery is not one race controlling another race, destiny. Real slavery is to be enslaved in your own mind, heart, and soul, not knowing your Creator and the real purpose of life which He gave you. We become slaves of our own ignorance of real truth and knowledge of our Creator and His plan for our life in this world, which is all good. Allah, the Creator, called this material world a benignant world. In other words, He's saying it's a dark world. It's in ignorance of Him. So when we die, we will be awakened to the first day of our real life in the divine presence of Allah. But we must prepare for this day. The first man and woman was created in a place called Africa, at the land of the black people, it was called. Allah say He created them out of black clay. This is not racism. This is a true fact. These are true facts. And Allah say from this black man and black woman, He created all people. So, the true history of the human race began with a black man and a black woman called Adam and Eve. But Allah says when He put some of His spirit in the soul of Adam and Eve, it made them, in their hearts, He made them one soul. So real freedom is in knowing these facts, knowing this black man and woman begin history and begin civilization, civilizing the world. In the Islamic world, there is a place in the city of Mecca. In this city was born a man named Muhammad. This man was called, even as a child, El Amin, in English, or the trustworthy one, the trusted. You see, this man lived in a time like we are in today. Uncivilized people of this world had forgot God. They worshiped themselves and material things. This man, Muhammad, by himself, with the help of Allah, with Allah's last and final revelation, a book called Quran, was able to bring the people of the world back to civilized thinking by the teachings of one God. One God for everybody, for all people. This is what the Quran teaches. One God for all people. In this city of Mecca, there was a house called the Kaaba, or the house of God, Allah, for the worship of the one God, as a symbol that all people have one God. That's why you have all people from all races and nationalities going over there to worship one God, more people than any other religion in the world coming to this house. This house had been corrupted by the Arabs at that time, 1,400 years ago, of Muhammad, with many false idol gods they worshiped for every day. They had a god for every day of the year. In the beginning, this holy house was built by Prophet Abraham and his son Prophet Ishmael for the worship of the one God Allah for all people. In this house is a black stone. This stone is called the cornerstone. It represents the purity of the human soul, the black stone. We can only reach eternal, the eternal home of Allah with hearts and souls of purity. That's what it means. Allah got a home for us. And in Allah's home, only the pure in heart will reach. Allah says in his book, the Quran, the only people that will enter his kingdom and see him is the pure in heart. We're about to finish here, people. And Allah also says in his book, Quran, that he revealed his book, Quran, as a healing for the diseases in the hearts of human beings. Finally, but not least, Allah say in his book, Quran, hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. Think deep on these truths, people. Peace.
Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I didn't hear you there for a moment. I didn't know whether we'd been cut off or not.
Well, you know, I was reading. I can't help that. I mean, you know, I was reading, and so maybe it was in the studio or whatever, but I hope the people's got most of what I was saying.
Oh, yes, they did. No, it was just at this moment here. I was listening and I didn't hear anything. I wanted to make sure we weren't cut off. So you may continue, and my apologies for interrupting.
Okay. Inshallah, we'll continue. Bear patient with us. Allah have all power, people. And the truth of Allah will make you free. This is why today, what white government of America fear more than anything is for black Americans to get back, or just black people to get back, especially black Americans, in touch with true Islam and the true book of Allah, the Holy Quran. A lie can only exist in the absence of truth. This is why black America can't overcome slave mentality. They have been lied to so long, not having true knowledge of Allah. They believe the lies the white government of America is still teaching them. White America have no intentions to teach black Americans this truth and set them free. The truth will not only free black America, the truth in the Holy Quran will free all people and the human race. When Allah created human life, he put some of his spirit in us so that we as human beings can be raised upright beyond animal life. And Allah speaks to the human heart and soul. This process of Allah gives each person a direct line of communication with their creator, Allah. This lifts the human being up to be a thinking creature. Nothing else that Allah created can think and reason and understand what its life and purpose is. It already knows by its very nature. But Allah freed the human being. We have to seek through Allah's creation, but with the help of Allah to guide us, to show us what the purpose of our life is as a human being. We have what's called a will. And a will, a free will, goes with responsibility of finding out and thinking. You have to be accountable if you have a free will to think for yourself. Other things don't have to think. A dog don't have to think. He knows his life. A cat don't have to think. He knows his life. So people can't find their real human spiritual life unless they have the will to be free. See, most people today, especially African Americans, they don't have the will to be free. What does freedom mean? They don't have the will to be free from animal life. Most people act like animals. They were outlaws, so they act worse than animals. And you see it every day. Allah gave people some of his divine spirit so that we by will or choice would choose to be godlike, good, and productive in goodness, his goodness on this earth. Yeah. And his creation and all that is good. And Allah says in his final revelations in the Quran, all the good that happens to us as humans come from Allah. But Allah says all the evil or bad comes from our own selves. So Allah says he will never change people's condition from evil to good until they bring their selfish wills back to his will, him, and do this wholeheartedly. Because Allah says he created the nature of good in every human being. Real slavery is not the enslavement of whites over blacks. The real enslavement is not knowing who Allah, your creator, created you as a human soul. You must free your soul from your carnal self. It is your responsibility, not white people. You can hear people saying a lot now and then in time that knowledge is power. But you don't see most people living their life to show that the true knowledge of Allah is indeed a power. Because if they knew this fact, most people would not place their future hope and trust in material things like most people do. Material things have no power or value. They can't give you life. They can't cure you when you are ill or sick. They can't protect you from evil. So why not put your future hope and trust in the only one, Allah, that have power over everything in the heavens and the earth, that have power over everything and everybody? He is all-knowing. Allah is all-powerful. Allah is all-wise. Without Allah's help, we are sure to fail in all that we do. Only justice and equality will save us from evil. And then my conclusion, at this time, and self-destruction. Black America, it's time out for blaming white people today for what happened to you, our ancestors in the past. We must forgive them and start building a new future based on unity and love, truth, and understanding with one another. That slavery served a purpose. We must understand Allah don't do anything for nothing. Slavery had a purpose. And what was the purpose of slavery? The purpose of slavery was to make black people spiritual leaders of the world. Yes, of the world. Freedom. Freedom comes out of Allah's plan. And Allah's plan for you to be free, you have to suffer. You have to go through toil. You got to go through suffering. You got to go through pain. No pain, no gain. The lady had to go through pain. They say when a woman is having a baby, the pain is so severe, she's next to death. And they say scientists, scientifically, that if the human baby, when they are brought out of the womb, if they could remember the pain that Allah forced them into from stage after stage of development, it would kill them instantly. This struggling and suffering we have been through in America and this horrific treatment of white people, so-called white people, have been a process of purification for us. Allah says he tests us with trials in order to make us strong in faith so that we can be made free from evil. Black America, black people of the world, we must free ourselves and not look for others and other races to do this because they can't. We are charged by our Creator to free our own selves. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Imam Shahi Shabbat. This Sunday morning, teaching on the reality of the Creator and on the history of the black man, and letting the black man know that Black History Month did not start in America. We want to thank you, our listening audience, for joining us this morning and listening to our radio broadcast. We pray that you are enjoying the discussion, and those of you who would love to come on and comment, make a comment, ask a question, push the number one button on your radio. We'll be glad to have you join us in the discussion this morning. We know that he is teaching, giving some powerful information. And for many of us, we've not heard this knowledge before, this truth before. So we want you to absorb it. And we pray that you are really enjoying hearing and receiving this new knowledge that you're receiving this morning. But we also want to know exactly how you think, any questions you might want to ask about the information that you received, or anything that you would like to just comment on yourself. Please dial that number one button and show up in our studio so that we may have you join us. Again, people, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So many of you in the United States who are not on Eastern, it'll be difficult for you to get us because it's kind of early. I think that's about a three-hour difference at the most. And 10:30 for some of us is 7:30 in the morning, and most of us on Sunday morning don't want to wake up at 7:30 in the morning. So we know that some of you wouldn't be able to join us because of that time difference that we do have. But we appreciate those of you who are finding the time to call in to join us and to listen to this broadcast. Even though you don't show up in the studio, I know as African Americans, we as a people, we don't like talking too much. Well, there are some of us who do, but when it comes to talking in the public, talking on the media, all of a sudden we become closed mouthed. So we don't have anything to say, we just want to listen. And that's fine, because we love to bring to you the information. We want to make sure that you understand it, and we want to make sure that it's correct. And we apologize for anything that we might say to you that is not pleasing to Allah and that is not correct. I was listening to the teachings of Imam Shahid Shabazz. It made me start to think about us with the slave master, our parents, the women especially, and how they were raped and abused and used as his woman. And I started thinking, and I thought about being three-fifths of a human being and all. I said, you know, when we were raped, that means that we were taken out of our pure form, those who were impregnated, our women, our ancestors, the women that were impregnated, the children that they bore were taken out of their true, pure, natural form of life. The spirituality was not there. They were missing because the people that they were impregnated by, they were the ones who were not all human. So they knew this. They wanted to weaken us. They wanted to weaken that germ. And they wanted to make it, they were jealous of. So they knew that the children they were bringing on earth were not as pure as the Africans themselves were. those who were from Africa and who they had not impregnated and mixed with them. And I'm looking at that three-fifths of a human being, and I'm thinking that's probably why they said we were three-fifths of a human being, because they knew that they had taken us from our pure nature, pure natural form, and from that they knew that we were not the same, the strong people that we were before they impregnated our mothers, our women. So I want to thank you, Ma'am Shahisha Baba. I think it's a beautiful discussion. This is just my idea. And I'd like to know at this point what he thinks about this possibility of us, them calling us three-fifths of a human being from that perspective.
Yes, ma'am. First of all, Almighty God Allah said he created all human beings equal. So to tell a person or people you're three-fifths of a human being is to say that you really are animal, you're not on the level of a thinking human being. Human beings think. Human beings are not trained like animals. You know, human beings are rational creatures. Human beings are thinking creatures. When we was in Africa, as Muslims, the majority of the continent of Africa is Muslim, even now. So, you know, Islam is what brought about the Renaissance. The Renaissance was bringing the world back to civilized thinking. The Muslims did that. The black Muslims brought the world when the world was in Jahiliya, a state of spiritual darkness. Most people all over the world doing all kinds of savage, barbaric things over in the West. The European and the so-called white Jews, they were eating their own feces. They were having sex with animals. They was doing all of these ungodly things that they got the black people doing now, because they were jealous of us when they went over to Africa and seen how smart and brilliant we were, building pilgrimages that today they still, the scientists can't even understand how they did that, because they didn't have no spirituality. Most European people, even today, white people, they don't have no real spirituality. Even when they talk about God, they ain't talking about Allah, the spiritual God, creator. They're talking about themselves. How do you know what a person believes in? Is it about what they say or about how they live? It's about how they live, what they do. So they seen that we was intelligent. In fact, most of the slave masters, they knew that these were the most intelligent people they had ever met, and they had the most intelligent book they had ever laid and read in the Quran. So they had some of the slaves teaching them Quran. And they freed some of them because they didn't have no knowledge. They were ignorant. When they both came to America, those were the very lowest of the European people. That they didn't come here on their own. They were forced out of England, like they came and took us from Africa. That's how they knew how to go get a people and enslave them, because they were slaves over there in their own country because they were living like animals, barbaric. So I'm going to teach you on this a little extensively. So, yes, when you got a people that have an evil spirit in them and you have sexual relationship with them, you're not just creating a physical baby, but what you're creating is a certain mentality. And if that, and if those people are evil and they mix with good people, that evil in them going to mix in with that good thinking and cause that good thinking to become bad thinking just like them. So most black people have become just like white people. Their conduct and what these so-called white people of America did, and it was brilliant. I got to give it to them. It was brilliant. They knew how smart, how great, how civilized we were as African Muslims. And they was jealous of even the continent. It's the richest continent in the world. They're materialistic people. They wanted that continent. They wanted it real bad, more than anywhere in the world. So they say, we got to develop a plan to get these people and learn from them. so we can build us a world like that. So they begin to study and study and study and figure out how can we do that? You got so many of them and so few of us. And the answer they came up with was divide and conquer. Divide them from the truth that they know and give them these lies of our own. Let's make them a false way of living, a false religion, a false God. Let's make ourselves their God. Let's teach them our so-called religious ways, which weren't religion. It was enslavement, and it was slave labor, enslavement. So, yes, and I wanted to say this, freedom, the word freedom. If you study the word freedom, it's not just a word. What does freedom mean? Freedom means responsibility. If you're free, you got to be responsible for your actions. Everybody in America, you go all over America, you see people, Jews supporting Jews, Arabs supporting Arabs, Africans supporting Africans. Everybody realizes in America that in order to be free, you got to be independent and control your economics. America is about economics. Even in the world, America, the Europeans and the Jews know that in order to control the people, you not only have to, you can't continue to control them physically, you got to control their thinking. And so they use reverse psychology on us. All of their bad and evil ways, they taught us them ways, and all of the good ways and the intelligent ways of living, we were, as Muslims in Africa, they gave us them ways. And then we became barbaric, heathenistic, and animalistic, just like them. But again, I want to say to you, African-American free, I mean people, if you want to be free, you got to stop blaming the white man for what happened in the past and for your conditions today and realize you're free today to read and start learning to read and understand that you are responsible as individuals and as a people to come together as one and work and support each other in business just like all the other races here are doing. I'm inspired when I see other races working together. I think that's so beautiful. And then to see African Americans with all this money, more money and wealth in this country than they ever had, and in the world, but especially in America, and won't use their money to support one another. Every time they make a dollar on a job, African American, they take 9 of them dollars and go spend them with other races. And maybe keep a dollar for their own community. And then they wonder why their communities are going down, why their schools are shutting down. If you don't invest, if a man don't and woman don't invest into a relationship, we can't even continue to live as human beings. We can't procreate. So you got to make investments in your own self in order to succeed in life and be productive. You can't be investing in other people and think that you're going to succeed. You're going to succeed in helping them to succeed. If you want to succeed, you got to invest in your own self. And this is something that we, as African-American Muslims, African-American people, we don't do. And then we want to blame somebody. We got to stop playing the blame game. That's over. Them days is long gone. I've been working for myself for a law for about 40 years. And it ain't no money. Government ain't gave me a dime. The freedom was the most important thing, that I was free. I was independent. I didn't have to work on their slave driving jobs. And I didn't have to go out here and rob and steal and take the dope and drugs they put in our community so they could put me in prison and get slave labor out of me, because the new prison, the new plantations that they is the prison. They lock out black people up and get slave labor out of them. They make millions and trillions of dollars of slave labor in prisons every day. The government of the United States, and off alcohol, drugs, all kinds of vices. And the main ones they get to carry out these vices and put in their communities to destroy them is African-American or black people. We got to stop that. Black people still around here marching, talking about we shall overcome. Ain't no people overcame slavery without a revolution. You gotta fight. And I don't mean just fight physically. I mean you gotta fight mentally. You got to fight the thinking that white people have trained you to think that way. You got to get tired of seeing your people killing each other. That's what changed me. Well, I accepted Islam. I got tired of seeing us out there drugging ourselves, killing each other, treating our women like they're some type of animal, calling them whores and bitches and dogs, and dogging out our women, and the women are prostituting for black men. I got tired of seeing our genocide of our own self. And so when my brother introduced me to Islam, I said, this is freedom. This is what I've been searching for all my life. And the rest of y'all in black America can do the same thing. And if you don't do it soon, the Caucasian, especially with Donald Trump in there, y'all going to be annihilated. Most black people going to be annihilated, and you finna go out of existence. You ain't going to survive because you ain't going to have nothing to survive with in terms of economic. You don't have no land. So the people that control this land really control you, because they can tell you, get off the job land. What you going to do then? Land is how you grow your food. You got to eat. And that's another big thing. You know, we're being killed by poisons in the air. And the reason they want to kill black people so much is because they know we was the first rulers of the world. And they know that if we ever get that as true Islamic knowledge back, the African American, we will rule the world again. And it's going to happen, but it ain't going to happen with most African American people or black people. It's only going to happen with a few. It ain't never been but a few, because the great majority of black people in America, especially, they want to be white. They think white is being right. They don't think being God or law-like, God-like is being right. They think white is being right. And you see all that. Look at the president. You think white is being right? Look at the president you got in there today. Is he right? Huh? You answer that for yourself. So, you know, I just wanted to add a little bit extra to what you said, sister. They didn't, and even when they integrated us, black people, back in the 60s, it wasn't just no physical integration where a black man could be from the same water fountain as a colored man and a white man. Even Miss Rosa Parks, when they wouldn't let her sit, having black people sit on the back of the bus, if white people were in the front, and then if all white people got on there, black people had to stand up. So there was segregation, a separation there. Black people were stronger then, because they knew who their enemy was. But today, since they integrated, they've made white people, white government of America have got black people thinking, we done accepted y'all now as one of us. And you can see by the treatment of white people right now by blacks that they never have accepted, they haven't accepted you as one of them, and they never will. They came to America and brought us here as slaves to build this country up for them, and they have no intention of giving it up to black people or really nobody, but especially black people, because they know black people got more power to rule not only America but the world, black African Americans, than any other people on the planet Earth. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum, thank you, Imam Shaheed Shabazz, on the reality of the Creator, preaching today on Black History Month. Did not start in America. This, as we know, is the so-called beginning of Black History Month, and which is a joke in itself, as we say, because if there was any such as Black History period, it would be all history. Because there would be no history without the black man being involved and included as the start, the beginning of that history, as Imam Shaheed Shabazz has taught us earlier in the discussion. The beginning of life, the beginning of everything came through the African-American man, the black people that Allah put on this earth first to start developing this earth. They were not any race, no other race. No other people were on this earth except the black people. And from them came all the other races of people. So
that's correct.
If you're going to talk about black history, you have to begin with the beginning and be inclusive, and it would be inclusive of all history, because it's also the black people who built all the nations again.
Sure,
and if the other empires and nations that the other people might live and enjoy some peace and some goodness on this earth. And
correct.
Yet, today, the African Americans and people in Africa, they have them in chaos and confusion, conflict, killing up one another. That was a design and a purpose. Going over there whispering evil suggestions and ideas about each other to divide and separate and destroy them, let them kill themselves up. This is all a plan of that Rico germ. It's a lot of people call the djinn. Something means it has no soul and it has no feeling for humanity or respect.
That's
for
right.
life. So therefore, its intention is to destroy off all life except itself. And he goes into other countries that you see that are civilized and developed and have a long history of thousands of years of cultivation, development, and civilization, and they don't have this history. So there's jealousy. They get angry, they can't get it. Either they're going to get it or they're going to destroy it, so they won't have it. And this is what it's all about today, all of this that we see going on. I want to thank you, ma'am, Shaheen Shabazz, so much reality to us and helping us to start looking at ourselves and within ourselves at the people who we are today. We are the same people that our foreparents were. We are strong people. We have the knowledge. In fact, we still have the most knowledge today. We are still feeding them the knowledge to keep this world going. All this building and all you see, the majority of this knowledge is coming still from African Americans. They're the ones that's behind giving this information to them, and they give the appearance that they're the ones who have the knowledge and that are building everything, because they won't allow the African Americans. That's why you have so many out of work and not doing work. They don't want you to see them working and developing and building and doing, because you may understand really where all of this is really coming from and who you are, and afraid again of you taking back over and becoming the leaders, the world leaders, you know, the rulers that you are. They can't take that away because the lie is given to it.
See, that's right.
Making itself manifest more today again than ever. The light is shining again here in the West now. We can see it. We see it now, people that desire to join. There are many now who want to join together, who want to come together, who want to establish economics together and communities together. And you hear more talk of that. And we thank Allah for that. But we've got to stop hearing so much talk and really see the action being done. All right. Thank you again for listening to our radio broadcast by Imam Shaheen Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And now I'm going to turn it back over to Imam Shaheen Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, okay. That was very good. Another thing that I was thinking about as you were talking is that, you know, in school, elementary school here in America, I was interested in science. That was one of my main subjects. And in science and art, I used to listen at my art teacher and science teacher more attentively. I couldn't figure out for a long time how they were saying, they gave us paint and say, I want y'all to paint pictures. And they say, but understand that the base paint that you got to use to get all of the colors out of is black. Now, why am I saying that? Everything starts from black. All the people of color, they come from black. The black people, as she said, started in the beginning. Adam and Eve was black. Even the white European Roman Catholic Church, they got 7 miles or 8 miles in the Vatican City over there of telling you the truth about who all the prophets and messengers were, black men and women. The mother of, they say, of Jesus, black lady. Huh? Jesus, black. Moses, Abraham. So, you know, life is a journey. And life is a journey of seeking knowledge of the purpose of things. Everything in creation has a purpose. It serves a purpose. And we look at the creation, and we see everything serves a purpose. And the purpose that everything served, it works for the good of the whole. Huh? But as human beings, you have dualism, fighting against one another, trying to outdo each other. And that's in every race, really. But the worst race is the black race, African Americans. It's called genocide, human genocide. So what I want to say is that, you know, study history. You don't have to take our words. History don't lie, and history is best to reward all research. And also history repeats itself. So if you don't learn about the good history and repeat the good history, all you know about is the bad history of yourself, you're going to continue to repeat that bad history and doom yourself to self-annihilation, completely obliteration as a people. You're going out of existence because you're going to destroy yourself. And that's what has been done to us. But yeah, we see a big change in America today. Why? President Obama was the first black president, not for 4 years, but for 8 years. They didn't want him in there. You think white America want a black president? And even they were saying that nigga may be in there, but he's not our president. And I'm not talking about all white people. I'm talking about mainly the rulers in the government. Because you got a new generation of so-called white people, the younger generation, they tired of that old racism, that old racial hatred of black people. They tired of seeing their people looking down on blacks and just destroying their communities and lying to them so they'll think that they're bad and they don't have the ability to think as intelligent as other people. They're tired of that. I went to this million woman march in D.C. not too long ago, and I've seen one of the most beautiful pictures of sights in the world of humanity at large. You had about 2 million people there in Washington, D.C., and a great majority was white. And they had signs saying things like black people lives matters. And that they had pictures of Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, Nobadu Ali, Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X on posters, walking trial with them saying, these are our people too. These are the people who helped make America what America is. I was so proud of them. And I had a table over there where I was vending. They was coming over there, and they were just showing so much love. And it's genuine love. So don't let them few racist Republicans or Democrats in D.C. make you think that America is going in a bad direction. No, that's what they want you to think. When the evil is going out, it always put up its biggest fight to make you think that it's got power. But the days of evil and colonialism, and enslavement, them days are long gone, because you cannot enslave a people as long as that people hold on to faith and trust in their creator. But see, that's the problem. Most black people in America, they want to worship the white man as a god. That's why they ain't free. They still want to be white. They still think white people will accept them as being one of them or accept them as being in America. They didn't bring you here for America to share in their American dream. And it ain't nothing but a dream. It ain't real. That's why it's done turned into a nightmare. They didn't bring you here to share in the American dream. Now most blacks are sharing in the American dream, and their lives are turning into a nightmare. They're doing everything them barbaric savages of the Europeans did when they were over in Europe. And one of the worstest things is worship in this country by, we know about white people, but black people are doing it now too. It's a dog. It's a dog. But let me share something with you about the word dog. And it's so degrading to call really even God, God. You turn the world around, D-O-G, you got G-O-D, God. They done made their dog a God. They say the dog is the man's best friend. How in the hell is a dog your best friend when Almighty God is your God who created you, sustains you, cherishes you, and gives you all that you need for to benefit your life and keep your life going? They say it's a dog, not God. Most Caucasians, they worship their dogs. They treat their dogs better than black people, all the way down. Even when back in the time of Jim Crowism and all of that, shooting water hoses on black people, they had their German Shepherd dogs. Listen at the name, German Shepherd, and that came from Germany. Trained them to come over here to eat up black people, to maim us, lame us, tame us, make us think we are animals, less than animals. So you're going to hear the truth today. You don't have to accept it, but you can't say on the day of judgment that you didn't hear it. My job, one brother called me a reminder to people of the truth purpose and the true purpose of our creation as human beings, the true purpose that Almighty Allah created us, all of us, but especially black people, because we last when it comes to knowing about our Creator. Black Americans, we're last when it comes to knowing about our roots. I told one African lady the other day, Muslim, they had got a place over there on the Ivory Coast near Senegal, might be in Senegal, right? It's right around there, called the Door of No Return. Now, what would they say when they took them slaves through that door? They weren't saying that that was a door of no return to Africa physically. They were saying there was a door of no returning to your history of how great you were as a people. You ain't going to never know that no more. We're going to take that knowledge from you forever. Huh? And that's what they did. They brought us over here to America and stripped us of all our Islamic knowledge. All the knowledge that Almighty Allah gave us to build the world. And understand this too. Black people started in the world as a man and a woman. And as they grew children and their children grew, they began to travel around the world. And in different parts of the world, they liked their state and their skin pigmentation. That's how they colors. They got their colors. You get your colors from the sun. Huh? Why do you think white people lay out in the sun to get tan? See, they want to look like their mother and father. They know we're their mother and father. We just don't know we're their mother and father. They know I'm. They know when they see me that I'm their father, and they respect me as their father. I appreciate them respecting me as their father. We're the father and mother of civilization. And once you realize that and get that true Islamic knowledge, then you can be free, African Americans, and you can take your rightful place like President Obama. He was the ruler not only of America, he was the ruler of all countries. The United States is the leading government in the world. The leader of the United States government, the president, is the leader of all governments. Huh? And Almighty God then showed you that you got the ability, black people and President Obama, to rise up out of this old wretched, corrupt, immoral conditions that you've been institutionalized by the white man and rise to the highest of the high. That was the highest office in the land. And the man still got more influence and more power in this government than the one that's in them there as a government. Good, evil can never dominate a good. Evil can never stay in power and keep good suppressed. That's impossible. Because Allah the Creator have knowledge over good and evil. He have knowledge and power over everything in the heavens and the earth. He have knowledge and power over good, as I said, evil. And even in the Quran, the evil sanction, he say this. He says in the Quran, when people say, the devil made me do it, evil made me do it, this is the response of the devil, they tell him. He said, no, I didn't make you do anything. I just called you to wrong. And you, but he said also, Allah called you to good. See, he said, but you came to the wrong. I called you to because it was more glitter. It was on the outside. I made it look pretty for you. I made it look tempting for you. Huh? But what God has, Allah says in the Quran, that what he calls us to is an eternal home of peace. Huh? He said, who will answer his call? See, not many people answer the call of Allah or God to the eternal home of peace. And it's another saying, and that's true too, by Allah and his prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him. Of the Creator say, this world, material world, is the root of all evil. He also say the material world is a paradise for disbelievers, and it's a prison for the true believers in him, the faithful servants of Allah. So we won't ever be free even while we're on earth unless we free our mind and soul and heart from the material possessions and free ourselves from our carnal flesh bodies and start believing in the unseen, believing in our spiritual life, our soul that's inside of us, and start living God-like lives, living God-like, which is what living good lives, not immoral lives. Look at this country. Doesn't legalize same-sex marriage. In every revelation and book of Almighty God, a law that's condemned. A city called Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed during the lifetime of a prophet by the name of Lulalot because of these same crimes. And Almighty God, Allah said, do you think that he ain't going to repeat history? He said the evil results of the deeds of generations and people, countries in the past came back and destroyed them. And he said soon, and we see it, the evils in America and this world, the evil deeds that people are doing will soon overtake and destroy them too. And they will never be able to frustrate this plan of righteousness and justice and goodness for which he created the world in. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum, peace, brother, peace. Beautiful, beautiful teaching, beautiful knowledge, beautiful wisdom coming from Imam Shaheed Shabazz. We pray that you are receiving this with excitement because you should be, people. You are learning the truth about yourself, who you really are, what your positions were in life and still are supposed to be. And many of us are beginning to get this understanding and to come back to ourselves of striving to come together, as I said. But we don't see that yet because it just hit our minds and we're trying to figure out how we can bring each other, ourselves together with one another. But it will happen because it's that time that our Creator has put back into us for us to be the vigilance of the planet Earth's rulers, the Khalifas. In control of all life and all creation, have to come under our command and our control. This role was given to the human beings of the planet Earth, those who come together as one, and his word, his knowledge, seeking his guidance, to take their rightful positions and please him with their lives on earth. These are the ones who will be the rulers. They will have no color marks. Their mark will be righteousness.
That's
will
right.
Be spirituality, submission to
That's
the
right.
one creator, and seeing us all as one creation. And that's happening now today, even with wrong building, because the evil has to be destroyed. It must be destroyed. And God's word, the law's words are true.
Now, I just want to say this right quick, briefly.
Yes, sir.
I didn't mean to cut you, forgive me. I just wanted to say, it is in all revelations and scriptures of the Creator that the righteous shall inherit the earth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Allahu Akbar. So we can see this, people, as evil. Evil is issuing now, out. It's going out forever. The good is coming back in. But evil doesn't give up without a fight. And that's why
right.
you see all this destruction and this chaos and everything happening as it is, not on, all over the planet Earth today. Because
right.
evil must go, not just from one place, but from all over. Never
correct.
To rise again like this.
That's correct.
This, So therefore, people, we have a very, very serious job on our hands. And we must become a serious people, a serious thinker. Seek knowledge, but seek the knowledge of how to work together and build together. Seek spiritual knowledge. And from that spiritual knowledge, make it your foundation to seek the other knowledge, the technical knowledge, and whatever you need to be able to do the work you need to do on earth to bring back this way of life that your Creator has planned for you to live on earth. That's our purpose today. Again, I don't want to just talk. This is the show that we have created. Well, I don't like to use the word created here, but we have this show for Imam Shahid Shabazz, bring us his wisdom. And I'm learning from him. So what you hear me saying, I think a lot of it's coming from my Creator, but it's also coming from the words that he has given to Imam Shahid Shabazz that he has shared with me, the teachings, the lessons, and the knowledge. So I'm very thankful for having him in my life to be able to awaken me and make me see more the reality of the Creator, the reality of who he made me to be, so that I can share it with you. I have to know myself first before I can try to get you to know who you are. I must know who I am. And I thank Allah for having Imam Shahid Shabazz to come into my life and bless me to understand the true reality of who I as a human being am and what my role is that I should be playing on earth as the mother of the planet Earth. Thank you, Naiman Shahid Shabazz. I think we have about 2 minutes left, and I'm going to let you at this point close out within this time that we have left.
Okay, thank you. I just want to say this briefly, and this is what you see too much of today. I had people that said they was going to call in, but as you said, black people, black Americans as a whole, they're afraid to speak out. They're afraid to read, you know. They're afraid, and this is the reason why. When you try to, Allah says in the Quran, the reason hypocrisy and evil spreads and grows all over the world is because most people in religion and the world, they don't take the higher spiritual life serious. And a lot of people don't come on the show because they talk a lot of good talk when you're talking to them, but you know. They're afraid to express themselves, especially black people, because they don't want to lose them jobs. The white man done promised, gave them, and say, if you get on this, you talk true, I'm going to take the job. You talk true, you're going to lose them six figures. $100,000 you make in a year. They fear the white man taken from them, so they're afraid to stand up. But that's a poor excuse, because today we see there's a lot of black millionaires, billionaires. And so what is the problem? The problem is fear. Black people fear to stand up on their own. They don't think they can make it without the white man. That was as institutionalized in their hearts and minds and soul in slavery. So with that said, we're going to say there's no God but Allah. Allah means all in all, means that all creation bear witness that there's only one God. And all creation submits to the will of the Creator of it. And so why can't we be like all other creation and submit our will back to our God, our Creator, and make our heaven on this earth that He created for us in the beginning? Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you, and thank you, our radio listening audience, for listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We ask you to join us again next Sunday at the same time, 10:30 a.m., as we bring to you another beautiful discussion of the reality and truth of life, the reality of your Creator. Have a great day, everyone, and I'll be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Who would forbid the wrong? one who would enjoy the